Hello. Today we begin our deeper dive into Colossians. If you haven't already, I strongly encourage you to listen or read all of Colossians in one setting before engaging this devotional series further. That way you can get a sense of the overall letter and hear it much like the first disciples and first church members in Colossae would have heard it from Paul. So, today we're going to start looking at Colossians 1, 1 through 14. And here is that passage, if you want to get your Bibles. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience in giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. As Paul opens his letters to the church in Colossae, he's writing to a church community he has not met and that he did not start. In fact, it is Epaphras, spoken of in verse 7, who has apparently had the typical Paul-like role in proclaiming the gospel of truth to this community. Epaphras has now told Paul, who's in prison, about this church that he is working with in Colossae, and so Paul writes to encourage them to grow and to bear fruit for God. There are, I believe, two really big themes in this opening, and they still matter for us today. First, Paul talks about the gospel of truth growing and bearing fruit in the world, just as it is doing in the Colossian believers. The sign of this that Epaphras tells Paul about is their love in the Spirit of God. Faith, hope, and love show up in this opening as Paul reflects on the testimony that he's heard about the Colossians. They are people who have faith in Jesus, people who have a love for all God's people, and this springs from the hope stored up in heaven. As the gospel grows and bears fruit of love and the Spirit, Paul wants the Colossians themselves to continue to grow in their knowledge of God and bear fruit in every good work. Paul desires for this in their lives because the gospel of truth is transformative. We cannot simply know the gospel of Jesus without it changing how we live. The gospel is not head knowledge, but knowing the gospel leads us to live a life worthy of the Lord, which pleases God in every way. So a question for you to think about is, how has learning the gospel message, how has growing in the knowledge of God transformed you, impacted you, led you to live your life differently? The second main theme that Paul discusses in this opening is thanksgiving or gratitude. Paul and Timothy are always thanking God when they pray for the Colossians. They also continually ask God to fill the Colossians with wisdom and understanding and pray that they may give joyful thanks to God who has rescued them, who's redeemed them and brought them into the kingdom where Jesus is Lord and King. The Christian journey, the Christian faith, the Christian religion, our relationship with God is one of thanksgiving. Paul is thankful for the testimony he hears about the Colossians' faith, hope, and love. And Paul encourages the Colossians to joyful thanksgiving as they recognize how God has acted in their lives, bringing about redemption, bringing about forgiveness of sins. Our life in God is a life of thanksgiving. What are you thankful for, even in the midst of this pandemic? And if you're really struggling to think of something to be thankful for, just because this time, this crisis has got you down in the dumps, remind yourself of the good news of Jesus Christ, who has rescued and redeemed you. Tell the gospel story to yourself. Preach, proclaim the good news to yourself to remind you of the story of God and what we have to be thankful for. May God fill you with knowledge of His will, through wisdom and understanding, so that you may live a life worthy of God, growing and bearing fruit and giving joyful thanks. May you be strengthened to have endurance and patience for the road before you today and this week. Amen. For our lyrics today, here is God of Grace and God of Glory. God of grace and God of glory, on thy people pour thy power. Crown thine ancient church's story and bring her bud to glorious flower. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the facing of this hour, for the facing of this hour. Lo, the hosts of evil around us scorn thy Christ and assail his ways. From the fears that long have bound us, free our hearts to faith and praise. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days, for the living of these days. Cure thy children's warring madness, bend our pride to your control. Shame our wanton, selfish gladness, rich in things but poor in soul. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, lest we miss thy kingdom's goal, lest we miss your kingdom's goal. Save us from weak resignation to the evils that we deplore. Let the search for thy salvation be our glory evermore. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, serving thee whom we adore, serving thee whom we adore. Grace and peace to you all. Amen.